to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's Friday, December 19th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here are tonight's top stories.
Tonight, how the Sony hack is being used to push internet censorship. Then, a shocking map details child abuse in the United States. And students sign a petition to deport Americans in favor of illegal immigrants. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Because if we don't get out of our coma when all of this is going on, we'll never get out of our coma, and it's going to get 10 times worse.
So who knew the Sony hack would become such a big story that the United States would actually be forced to negotiate with terrorists? Now, even though it's still being kind of debated exactly where these hacks have originated from, it's already being used to rally the cry for new, intense cybersecurity legislation, much like we saw with the failed CISPA bill. Now, earlier, the nude photos were hacked from the celebrities earlier this summer. And of course, they started saying, we need tighter internet regulation. Now we've got this new calls out of Hollywood. The White House has said that we will retaliate in our own time. And they've declared this to be a national security issue. And of course, with that, numerous prominent lawmakers jumped on the issue. They want to push through a zombie cybersecurity bill. The White House Economic Council director said that this Sony hack would require ongoing executive action by the president in order to protect federal government assets. And we've already seen what that executive action looks like. The president passes sweeping things with his magic pen and phone. And Dianne Feinstein said, we must pass an information sharing bill as quickly as possible next year. And McCain says that this is long overdue. So people are definitely using this. It looks a global failure, really, as the United States has kowtowed now before to China, now to North Korea. So, I mean, we're looking like super weakness here over here in the States. Now, what is this zombie bill? Well, according to the Electronic Privacy Information Center, the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act of 2014 allows companies to monitor private communications on their networks and to disclose user activity to the government. The bill would also exempt companies from any liability for monitoring communications or disclosing user information. So, of course, this gives extraordinary power to silence whistleblowers. And we did see similar calls for these draconian-style cybersecurity bills as well as Chinese-style internet censorship in the aftermath of the Stuxnet virus outbreak, which was, of course, perpetrated by our own government, as well as the flame virus that targeted nuclear facilities, which, of course, was traced back to our very own government. So it is important to point out that while no one has confirmed just where these hacks have originated from just yet, these are all within the capabilities of the NSA. Now, a presentation by a former NSA analyst revealed that it is feasible for the NSA to hack into a large corporation such as Sony and then blame it on a foreign country such as North Korea. Now, Charlie Miller, who spent 5 years exploring foreign computers for the NSA, gave a presentation at a recent DEF CON conference. This presentation was entitled Kim Jong-il and Me: How to Build a Cyber Army to Attack the U.S. I mean, hello, is that the smoking gun for a false flag right there? Now, in this presentation, he explains various hacking methods and how easy it would be to blame an attack on another country. He says, maybe a computer from China is attacking you, but really, that computer is some Russian dude who's logged into that computer. So you can't tell, was it Russia or China? And on the opposite side, it will make attribution really hard for your opponent because you'll be able to attack from 1,000 different places and from all over the world, and they're not going to know who you are. Miller also mentioned the strategy of dominating cyberspace by controlling as many computer devices around the world as possible, which is a key tactic of the NSA, and that's based on the documents that have been leaked by various whistleblowers, and we have, of course, reported on that extensively with all of these sock puppet programs. And this was years ago when he was giving this DEF CON conference presentation, and now all the stuff has come out since then. So the ability to launch these cyber attacks from a controlled network in a foreign country and then attribute that attack to any faction, first of all, that would be hard to disprove, but it could also easily be used to pull off a false flag attack, and all are within the capabilities of the NSA. And that is, of course, what we are seeing being rolled out, ramping up the calls for cybersecurity bills. You know, we're using this crisis, and now we've got to tighten legislation and have that executive oversight. Obama, like I said, he's, you know, going to retaliate in our own way and on our own time. He mentioned that today right before he went on his vacation to Hawaii. So, you know, maybe that means when he gets back from vacation. And U.S. intelligence says that it has evidence that North Korea is not the sole entity behind the Sony Pictures malware attack. A source told Fox News that the sophistication of the attack rules out North Korea and instead implicates Russia, China, or Iran. Isn't that so convenient? All of our foreign enemies, they're the ones that most likely did this hack attack. Now, it's speculated that the U.S. may respond to the attack by engaging in economic warfare against countries that are doing business with North Korea. So these are going to be Chinese companies operating in the country, as well as Chinese banks. So it's so obvious what's happening here. They're going to overblow this Sony malware attack and use it as another front into the war against Russia and China, which are, of course, seen as geostrategic threats by the financial elite. Now, we've seen the BRICS countries asserting their independence, breaking away from Western domination. Now, Russian President Vladimir Putin has invited Kim Jong-un to Moscow next year. He wants to boost their business ties. Moscow needs North Korean cooperation to boost its natural gas exports to South Korea. Gazprom would like to build a gas pipeline through North Korea to supply its South Korean customers. And then Pyongyang is seeking support from Russia because, of course, it has permanent veto power there in the UN. And they need defense against their international criticism that's relating to accusations of human rights abuses and its nuclear program. So, of course, this is all incredibly political. And just like before the summer, we had the nude celebrity hacking scandal being used to call for cybersecurity legislation. That wasn't enough. Now they're going to really disrupt Hollywood and make this be an actual national security threat to, of course, ramp up the war with Russia and China and get all the celebrities in line saying, let's go ahead and do something about this. Now, coming up, we're going to show you some video of people actually signing a petition to deport Americans in exchange for more illegals.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process, this ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. 2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using Super Oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
stress.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
An absurd petition was making its way around a prestigious college campus recently, and as we've seen before, the more prestigious the college is, the more signatures you can actually get on these petitions. Now, this one was from Campus Reform, which is, of course, a website that's dedicated to highlighting bias and hypocrisy at colleges across the nation. They devised a mock petition which asked students from George Washington University whether they would support President Obama's plan to ship Americans out of the country in order to make room for incoming undocumented immigrants. The petition reads, "Everyone must be allowed a shot at the American dream. Americans shouldn't be greedy. Let us right the wrongs of our past and make another's dreams come true." Now, the petition, of course, would allow the president to deport one American in exchange for one illegal immigrant.
This is a petition for President Obama to deport one American citizen in exchange for one undocumented immigrant. A petition for President Obama to deport one American citizen in exchange for one undocumented immigrant.
Petition for President Obama to deport one American citizen in exchange for one undocumented immigrant.
Wait, deport one American citizen? So...
to admit one undocumented immigrant.
All right, let's go for it.
No, it makes sense.
Okay, great.
I think that
So that was a pretty good petition, but my only critique would be that they should have taken it a step further like Joe Biggs did when he was out there asking students at UT to house Ebola patients, and he actually got their phone numbers so we could give them a call when we were ready to bring the Ebola patients to their home. We should have had these kids volunteer to be the ones that are deported, to be the deported Americans. And of course, if they didn't want to sign up for that, they'd be racist. Now coming up, if you ever needed more proof that the state is the master and we are the slaves, look no further than Child Protective Services. That's coming right up.
The Molon Lave silver coin, certified by the Provident Mint. This 1 ounce silver round is 0.999% fine silver, inspired by the legendary Spartan King Leonidas and his refusal to lay down arms in defiance of Emperor Xerxes. Molon Lave, that's Greek for come and take it. This is available now at InfoWarsStore.com. Act now as supplies are limited. And don't forget, free shipping and a free gift. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
A shocking new investigation by the Associated Press found that nearly 800 children have died since 2008 across the United States while being monitored by welfare officers. Florida is the child abuse capital of America, with 117 children killed there in just 5 years. Now, most of these children were under the age of four. Many of them were beaten, starved, or left alone to drown, all while agencies had good reason to know that they were in danger. Now, this investigation revealed horrendous accounts. Welfare workers visited the homes on multiple occasions. Babies had broken arms. Some of them had signs of fractured skulls, covered in bruises. But who really knows what's happening? Because the data collection system on child deaths is so flawed that no one even knows what the actual number is of children who have died. Now, many children, of course, die from abuse or neglect every year, but according to the AP, the number is undoubtedly much higher than what they were able to find out in the 8 months of this investigation. And of course, this is much like the actual number of people who are killed at the hands of the police. They are not required to record that data. So, of course, it goes unrecorded. But both of these agencies continue to receive federal grants. They both have impunity. And if you look at them wrong or say the wrong thing, they have a license to kill you. And the Child Protective Services has a license to snatch your kids away, ruin your life, and in some cases, let your kids die. So they're really, they can, you know, go either way with this. And once again, the state is the master. We are the slaves. And it's just reinforcing that for us. Much like this young couple who dared to live their life in such a way that they were living a holistic life and they weren't wanting to go the route that the state insists with vaccines and taking their kids to the hospitals. This young couple had their three children forcefully taken from them by the state for choosing to not use the hospital for the birth of their twins. They had a home birth. It went well. But some family members suggested that they have the paramedics come to the home just to check the newborns out, make sure they're okay. Well, the EMTs, they came there, they checked, they said the twins were healthy, but standard protocol is for them to suggest that the family take the kids to the hospital just to check them out, make sure everything is going okay, just for an evaluation. But the mother said she did research and the twins should stay home for the first 6 weeks of their life. She didn't want to bring them to the hospital where it's well recorded, well documented that people are more likely to get sick at the hospital than they are if they just stay home because it's, you know, it's not the cleanest place ever. But so because the mom refuses to do this, two CPS workers show up at her house the very next day and they go and they notice that her 10-month-old has eczema, which is a very common skin condition. It can be genetic. Sometimes it can just be because of an allergy. And they suggested that rather than the natural herbs that the mom was using to treat the child's eczema, they said that she should use a steroid cream. And the mom said she was afraid of the steroid cream because they have all kinds of mal effects. They can cause, you know, hormonal side effects and everything. So she didn't want to go that route. Well, because of this, I mean, the house is clean. The kids are healthy. It's a happy home. There's no drugs or alcohol involved. They'd never been there before. But because she doesn't want to use steroid cream to treat her kid's eczema, CPS shows up, removes the kids forcibly from the family, says the mom was neglecting them because she refused to treat her son's eczema with steroid cream. Now, when this story came out earlier this month, it had been about a month since these three children, including newborn twins, have been with their mother. So, of course, this is an infuriating story, and we're seeing this again and again. Many states are reporting this, and, you know, we're told that CPS does it because they care, but really, they don't care. I mean, as we're seeing these numbers of children dying while they're being left in these homes where they're suffering and neglect, meanwhile, CPS has the ability to snatch kids from loving and caring homes just because those homes maybe have a different way of treating, you know, their children's health. Maybe they don't want them to get them vaccines or something. So now you are a target because you are failing to obey the state. Just like cops are given a license to kill, CPS is given the ability to snatch your kids from you without a warrant or reason. Now, this is according to a new lawsuit, and it uncovered an alarming trend of thousands of babies being snatched from their families without a warrant. And this is a federal class action suit out of Southern California. And it says that Riverside's operation makes a habit of kidnapping young children. County child welfare agencies regularly subvert the constitutional rights of parents and children by seizing children from their parents when there is no danger to the child and, in fact, no need to seize the child at all. The class action is designed to address a procedural problem. They, as a matter of course, don't get warrants before seizing kids. And the attorney goes on to say that the county has failed for years, if not decades, to implement any policies or procedures to protect the Fourth Amendment rights of children and the 14th Amendment rights of parents in circumstances that are similar to those presented in the present lawsuit. That in that case, a child was snatched from her mother who had just given birth to the child. The child was literally breastfeeding at the moment, and they took this child from the hospital without any warrant or reason. So again, CPS can just literally rip your children away, and it's to put them, harvest them into the system. It's for financial gain. Now, I would really like to go back to that article that we were just talking about before. It's at thefreethoughtproject.com. I will provide a link on the YouTube video below, probably do an updated individual report about this, but it is a must read. 10 things you must do if CPS knocks at your door. Just like you need to know what to do if a cop pulls you over, CPS can also be an unscrupulous agency, an unscrupulous group of people as well, who for now have the power to take your children from you. So you absolutely need to know what to do if they knock on your door. By all means, take it seriously, because just like cops are asking you those questions to try and get you to say something that they can, you know, lock you up for, same with CPS. They're looking for anything, like the lady that didn't use steroid cream for her kids, to say, we're going to take your kids. And of course, they are compensated financially for the kids that they rip from their loving homes and from their families. Now, this is what they did to a family for refusing steroid cream. Imagine what they will do to a mom who refuses to give their kids the new tumor vaccines.
Hey guys, Rob Dew here for Infowars.com, and I want to talk about vaccines. In fact, yesterday we had Dr. Group on the show talking about the new developments in the flu vaccine, and I want you to hear those first before we go any further. So here they are.
This year, my main tip is to not get the flu vaccine. It's amazing how many people are sick and even the deaths that have occurred, because what they're doing now is they're using these trivalent vaccines that protect against three strains of the flu. And this year, the 2014-2015 vaccine contains influenza A H3N2, and it contains influenza A H1N1. That's right. They actually put the H1N1 in this year's flu vaccine and influenza B. So not only are you getting a conglomerate of three different vaccinations in the flu shot, but another thing is with this year's flu vaccine, they found that if someone, your neighbor or kids in school or anybody that you hang out with got the flu vaccine, that it can spread to other people for up to 17 to 25 days later, which now that's why you're seeing all these people across the United States come down with respiratory infections, chronic coughs. They're sick. There was a woman in West Virginia that actually died from H1N1 after she received the flu shot. There was a 5-year-old boy that died with H1N1 in Oregon. So my healthy holiday tip number one.
So these are live strains of the vaccine, of the virus then, right? Not dead ones.
They are. And that's why it's so important to protect yourself with things like silver, the iodine, keeping your immune system strong, not overeating.
Now, the information Dr. Group has given out is very contrary to what you find on mainstream media. Here's an article from NPR. Debunking vaccine myths can have an unintended effect. Remember back in October when I debunked 32 myths about the flu vaccine here? Research published since then suggests my efforts may have been in vain, at least in part. The post may have changed some minds, but is unlikely to have led legions of people to race to get vaccinated. You know why? Because they don't need the flu vaccine and they know it. We're beating your propaganda machine, NPR. And it doesn't matter how many people you try to convince to go get that flu vaccine, they're not doing it because they know they don't need it and they don't want to inject their bodies with dangerous substances. Doesn't matter how many places you allow the flu shot, whether it's the grocery store, the pharmacy, the corner store, the auto parts store, it doesn't matter where you put these flu shots. People aren't getting them because they know they're making people sick and they really don't do anything. It's just another money-making grab for these pharmaceutical companies. But here's where it's about to get really weird. And this is from VacTruth.com. Vaccines will be made from human cancer tumors. That's right. Unbelievably, the method of producing vaccines using cells that are derived directly from human cancer tumors has been approved, even though the vaccines may induce cancer in the recipients. They even admit it in this article. And mainly this article is just excerpts from the minutes of these meetings where they were talking about these cancer-made vaccines, these cancer tumor-born vaccines. Here's the first section. The vaccines may cause tumors in recipients. And these are quotes here from the meeting. We have really identified three major factors that can potentially convey risk from tumor-derived cells. And these include the cells themselves. And if they were tumor-derived cells, then maybe they themselves could form cancer tumors in a vaccine recipient. That's from Dr. K. Fact, tumor cell lines can cause tumors. What I think is quantitatively different about tumor cell lines is the fact they can cause tumors. That's Dr. L. Tumors may occur decades after vaccinations. But certainly, if you're going to address the question about tumor risk of vaccines made in tumor cell lines, it's going to be a decades question. That's Dr. C. Here's the next section. FDA is there to help vaccine manufacturers. But we are here to consider the issues that we would like to advise the agency to consider in helping the company continue the manufacturing process. What should they be concerned about? What should they be watching for? This is Dr. D, who is the leader of the meeting. And there's more. I encourage you to go to Vaccines Will Be Made from Human Cancer Tumors. Check out this article and get it out to everybody you know. I want to go to another video now. This is from an interview that Darren McBreen did with the author of Dr. Mary's Monkey. And he's talking about the research that they did into the polio vaccine and how it was causing cancer tumors, and they covered it all up.
So it was at that point in time that they took a project that they had previously been doing and turned it into a bioweapon project. Okay. Now, this other project starts with the contamination of the polio vaccine in the 1950s. And what happens is, after they release 100 million doses of the polio vaccine, which has been grown on monkey kidney cells, they realize that one of the dozens of monkey viruses that they knew were in the vaccine actually causes cancer. So this is like the biggest mistake in history. I mean, they have mass inoculated the American population, particularly the children, with a cancer-causing virus. And therefore, the logical conclusion of that is we have a epidemic of cancer on the horizon. And what we see is a massive eruption of soft tissue cancers happens right after the polio vaccine. But in the real-time experience of it from the players involved, they realized this in 1958. And they stamp it secret because they don't want to be held accountable for it. And then they get really busy trying to make a vaccine. And in the polio vaccine, they had three flavors of polio to work with. I'll call them heavy, medium, and light. Okay. Right. In this SV40, which is the cancer-causing monkey viruses, they have one flavor and it's heavy. Okay. And what they want to do is try to get this thing to mutate into a benign form that they can, or a less strong form that they can use as a vaccine, hopefully to prevent the epidemic of cancer. And this is like a, nobody wants to admit they're doing this research because they don't want to explain why they're doing the research. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is set up as a medical Manhattan project.
So the link between cancer and vaccines has already been established. People have admitted it. The CDC's admitted it. They're trying to cover that up. Now let's look at Ebola and the vaccine trials that are going on. Here's from Mail Online. Ebola vaccine trial suspended after patients report suffering joint pain. A trial testing an experimental Ebola vaccine has been suspended amid concerns over potential side effects. The decision to pause the Swiss clinical trial at the University of Geneva was taken after four volunteers reported suffering joint pain in their hands and feet. But don't worry, the Global Vaccine Alliance, headed up by different governments around the world and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, said it is ready to procure, and they want to spend over $300 million to buy any future vaccines to go after Ebola. Doesn't that make you feel good? Bill Gates is on the case. Remember what he said about population?
Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
And now we have U.S. agency offers legal immunity to Ebola vaccine makers. That's out of Reuters. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services on Tuesday offered liability protection to drug makers rushing to develop Ebola vaccines and urged other countries to follow suit. HHS Secretary Sylvia Burwell made the announcement as part of the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, or the PREP Act, as they call it, and a move aimed at encouraging the development and availability of experimental Ebola vaccines. So they're not interested in whether they're safe or not. They just want them out there, and they want to inject them into you as soon as possible. So you have to ask yourself, are you going to be the person to go out there and step up to the plate and get a vaccine injected into your bloodstream that's been made out of cancer tumors? That's the big question, because that's where it's going. They're approving this stuff. It's going to be out there. You have to ask yourself, is that what you want? Is that what you want to put in your body? Don't take my word for it. Do the research yourself. See what others are saying about this. Okay? If you're watching this on YouTube, please consider becoming a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. It's your support that helps us do everything here on InfoWars, for the nightly news, all your support. We really do appreciate it. It helps send reporters out in the field. And with your subscription now, you can get it for $29.95 for the year, and that allows you to share your username and password with up to 20 people. That's a great deal. We've never offered this good a deal before. So what are you waiting for? Become a member today, and thank you for all your support.
That's it for the show tonight. Please be sure to tune in tomorrow. We are going to be bringing you special live coverage of the protests in Spokane, Washington. Joe Biggs is there, Darren McBreen is there, and of course Josh Owens and Travis Knight are there as well. That's going to start at 3 p.m. Central, and we will be live from Spokane, Washington there with the protests. So be sure to tune in and support our crew out there in Spokane, Washington. We will be live. You can watch us at Prison Planet TV, or be sure to stay tuned to all of the InfoWars.com headlines. We'll be giving you an updated article with links to all of the live streaming outlets. That's it for the show tonight. We will see you here tomorrow live at 3 p.m. Central.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.